family. All the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O, yum, yum, yum. Jell-O puddings, yum, yum, yum. Jell-O tots, the yolk of puddings, yes, sorry.
And now for the Aldrich family. Somebody once said, when trouble comes, it never rains but that it pours. But with Henry Aldrich, it's just one long deluge.
Boy, Homer, wait till you see it.
Henry, I don't want to be late for school.
No, don't worry. It's right on the way.
Listen, Henry, if it's such a bargain, how come nobody's grabbed it all?
Well, gee whiz, Homer, not everybody can use a motor scooter.
And you're sure they're giving it away?
Well, not exactly giving it, but it's almost the same thing. There it is, Homer.
Where?
Here. Can't you see the sign? Use cars. Get a square deal from Chris O'Neill.
But where's the scooter?
There, right under the sign.
Boy, Henry, boy.
You like him, huh?
Him how? But show me where it says they're giving it away.
Can't you read, Homer, hanging from the handlebars?
Special. Name your own price.
You know what, Homer? I think I'll go in and buy it right now.
Henry, look at the time. We have to be at school in 3.5 minutes.
Homer, how long will it take me to go in and buy that scooter at my own price?
Boy, Henry, you're forgetting about Miss Eggleston. Let's go.
Forget it, Homer. Her bark is worse than her bite.
I don't know, Henry. She's never tried to bite me, but her bark is bad enough. Hurry up.
Good morning, Henry. Good morning, Homer.
Good morning, Miss Eggleston.
A noble effort, but I think you were just a little late.
Well, I don't like to disagree with you, Miss Eggleston, but we weren't...
No, I'll be here when the bell rings, because if anybody needs ancient history, it's you two. Oh, by the way, class, the Emporium department store is running a quiz contest for students. I'm sure you're all thrilled at the prospect. Is anyone interested? I'm overwhelmed at your response. All right, class. Now, today we're going to talk about the development of commerce in Carthage and its threat to the Roman Empire. I hope you'll find it interesting, Henry.
Oh, I'm sure I will, Miss Eggleston.
Thank you. Although at first glance, it would seem that
Homer,
the mighty Roman nation...
What if somebody buys the scooter before we can get back?
Boy, that would be a dirty trick.
Homer, you know what? Why? I'm going down during lunch hour and buy it.
Lunch hour? Okay, Henry, I'll go with you.
Homer Brown, Henry Aldrich, stand up.
Yes, Miss Eggleston.
Yes, Miss Eggleston.
May I ask why you were whispering?
We didn't want to disturb the class.
Now, would you mind paying a little attention to ancient history? I know it's a very dull subject, and it's not very important, and that it really means nothing, and you shouldn't even have to learn it here in school.
Oh, gee whiz, Miss Eggleston, that isn't your fault.
Sit down.
Yes, Miss Eggleston.
Henry, I'm going to see if you've been getting anything out of these classes. Am I safe in assuming that you've heard of Rome?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
And am I safe in further assuming that you know Rome was at war with Gaul?
Yes, Miss Eggleston.
Well, can you tell me the date of that war?
Date? Well, gee, I have a wonderful memory for faces, but I just can't remember dates at all.
Well, Rich, I want to see you during lunch hour.
You do? Lunch hour? Even though I planned on something else?
You may take 15 minutes to eat and then report here.
15 minutes? Well, what about my indigestion? Homer, look, there's the scooter. They haven't sold it yet. Boy.
Now, listen, Henry, be smart. Don't let them know you want it. Pretend you're interested in something else. Then they won't raise the price.
You're absolutely right. Shh. Here comes the salesman.
Hello, boys. Can I do anything for you? My name is Randall.
Oh, we're just looking around, Mr. Randall.
Well, we've got the best buys in town. Do you have anything special in mind?
Oh, how much is that dump truck over there?
Dump truck? What in the world would you want with a dump truck?
Well, for picnics.
Now, if you want something in a nice sporty job, how about this little convertible? Leather upholstery, automatic top,
radio. Oh, Henry, look. A scooter.
Where?
Over there.
Well, gee whiz.
It belonged to an elderly school teacher who only drove it on weekends.
The scooter?
No, the convertible. Say, what are you boys interested in anyway, the convertible or the scooter?
Well, I don't know. This scooter kind of caught my eye.
Me too.
Oh? Well, you're in luck, boys. You can get that scooter today for practically nothing.
Well, gee, Henry, the price is right.
Sure. We're having a special on it. You can have it at your own price. $25.
Yeah, $25? Gee, that wasn't my price.
$25?
What did you have in mind?
$2.40.
$2.40? Why, you couldn't buy the seat for that.
Okay, Mr. Randall, you can keep the seat.
I tell you what, you can have it for $20.
$20?
Well, my mind isn't closed. Would you care to make a counter offer?
Yes, sir. $2.40.
$2. Boys, we're willing to take a loss on this, but I tell you what. You can have it for $15, but that's the rock-bottom price.
Henry, what are you going to do?
Mr. Randall, would you be willing to consider a financial arrangement?
Buy it on time? How much of a down payment could you make?
The exact figure?
Yes.
$2.40.
Boys, here's another idea. Why don't you leave a deposit and take the scooter home? Keep it a day, and maybe your father will buy it for you.
Gee, thanks. That's swell.
How much of a deposit can you leave?
$2.40.
Now, look.
Homer, do you have any money?
Well, I have a dollar, but I...
Oh, let me have it, Homer.
Okay, Henry. Okay, here you are. You're lucky, Mr. Randall. I usually don't carry this much with me.
Well, this will do. Now, remember, boys, you can have it for one day.
Oh, boy, Homer, are we going to go home in style?
Oh, you bet. Will the guys be surprised when they see us whizzing down the street?
Boy, will we ever pass them up on their old bike.
Yeah.
Okay, Homer, get on. I'll sit here in the back. You can drive.
Me? Henry, I don't know how to drive a scooter.
Homer, you don't?
No.
Neither do I.
Well, it can't be much to it. It probably starts the same way as a motorcycle.
Oh, sure. Do you know how to start a motorcycle?
No.
Let's see. Don't you step on this thing?
You almost had it, Henry. Try it again.
Okay.
Maybe this button starts something. I guess not.
Anyway, the motor sure sounds good. Now, wait a minute, Homer. I think I've got it. First, you give her plenty of gas, and then you choke it a little. Then you step on this thing.
Boy, Henry, it took us twice as long to get home with the scooter.
No, Homer, we won't always have to push it. Come on, I want my father to see it. Father! Mother! Father! Mother!
Goodness, Henry, what's the matter? Is anything wrong?
What is it, Henry?
Oh, you're on the front lawn. Look, do you see anything?
I certainly do. Who in the world left that pile of junk on our lawn?
What? Father, it's a scooter and it's mine.
Dee, where did you get it?
I bought it on approval.
Approval? Whose?
Yours, Father. I was hoping you could see your way clear to advance me something on my allowance.
Well, I don't know, Henry. I'd like you to learn the value of money. When I was a boy, I always made a point to save something every week out of my allowance.
You did? What did you do with the money you saved, Father?
Why, I got married.
Frankly, Father, I'd rather have the scooter.
Never mind, Alice. I'll get it.
Don't worry, Henry. I'll talk to your father.
Boy, Homer, did you hear that? I can have the scooter.
But, Henry, all your mother said was she talked to your father.
I can't explain it, Homer. But all my mother has to do is just keep on talking and talking, and somehow she always gets my father to see her point of view.
She does.
Sure. What happens when your mother talks to your father?
He goes out to the garage and starts pounding nails.
Come on, Homer, let's go for a ride.
You don't even know how to start it.
Let's see if we've tried everything. Gas, choke, open, release, emergency. Boy, are we dope.
Why, him?
We have the ignition turned on. Oh, boy, there it is. I got it going. I'm riding, Homer, I'm riding.
Keep going, Henry.
Boy, is this swell.
Hey, Henry, how about me? We're partners, you know. I've got a dollar invested.
Oh!
Okay, Homer, you can go next.
Henry, look out for that tree.
Okay, Homer. Homer, I can't stop.
Put on the brakes.
Where is it?
Steer, jump off.
Never mind about me. What happened to the scooter?
Look at it.
Gosh, Homer. What a wreck.
Here's the part that still works.
Quick, let's hide the pieces in the garage before my father sees
it. You grab an armful and I'll take an armful.
Okay, come on. Let's plug it over into the garage.
Henry, won't your father see it if we put it in there?
No, he always parks the car in the driveway. There. Oh, boy, what am I going to tell him? I'm coming.
I'll wait here, Henry.
Yes, Father?
Henry, that was Miss Eggleston on the phone.
It was, Father?
You can forget all about me buying that scooter until your ancient history improves.
Yes, Father, but... Father, would it be all right if I bought it out of my allowance, though?
I'm also cutting off your allowance until you catch up in your studies.
Even though I have debts to pay, legal obligations?
That's all I have to say, Henry. You can convince me of your sincerity by doing better in your schoolwork.
Gee whiz.
Hey, Henry.
Come here, Homer.
I heard what your father told you. What are you going to do?
All I know is, Homer, are we in trouble?
We? How did I get in this?
Well, didn't you say you wanted to be a partner?
Well, sure, Henry.
Believe me, Homer, it's legal. You asked and I accepted. It's a contract. Ask any lawyer.
Oh, boy, Henry, you get me in the darndest trouble.
Look, Homer, old pal, all we need is $11.60. Now, why don't you ask your father?
I will not. Absolutely no, Henry. You know my father. I wouldn't dare ask him. Father, can I speak to you a minute?
What is it, Homer?
I'd like to ask you an embarrassing question.
Well?
Can I have $11.60?
I'll give you an answer which causes me no embarrassment. No.
Gee whiz, Father, don't you even want to hear what it's for?
Frankly, no. What is it for?
Well, you see, Henry and I want to buy this motor scooter.
A motor scooter? A used one?
Yes, sir. Quite a bit.
I'm afraid not. Accidents happen with scooters.
They do, Father.
I can't imagine why you want a scooter, Homer. Now, I could understand it if it was a new bicycle.
I can have a new bicycle?
No.
But, Father...
Ladies, have you ever wondered why we recommend that you keep several Jell-O flavors on hand instead of buying just one at a time? Free way to get the package with the big red letters, J-E-L-L-O. Your grocer has Canada's red letter dessert.
And now we're getting back to the troubles of Henry Aldred. The scene opens in the Aldridge living room.
Put your paper down, Sam. Sam? Dear.
What is it, Alice?
I want to talk to you about Henry.
Before I fortified myself with breakfast?
Sam.
All right, Alice.
Why isn't Henry more like some of the other boys at school?
What boys?
Well, there's Christopher DeMuth. He's an outstanding student.
Alice. The boy that plays the piccolo?
Sam.
There's nothing wrong with Henry. He'll straighten himself out.
If he'd only take a real interest in his studies. If I could only get him to make a game of it. That's how Rosalind Burke got her two girls to enter the quiz contest at the Emporium. Then why couldn't I do that with Henry?
You think you can get Henry to enter the quiz contest by pretending it's a game?
Sam, at least I can call it to his attention.
Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
How do you feel, dear?
Fine, Mother. Father, could I ask you a legal question?
If you'll make it short, Henry. I always dislike giving free legal advice.
Suppose A is driving something belonging to B.
His car?
Yes, sir. Could be. And A has an accident and ruins the scooter, the car. What can happen to A if he can't pay for the damages?
Does A have a driver's license?
No, sir, he doesn't even have a car. I mean, no, sir.
Then A is in serious trouble. Not only can B have A jailed for the non-settlement of a legal debt with a judgment obtained in court, but the police can press criminal charges against A. I wouldn't even recommend a lawyer for A. Nothing can help him.
I see. You don't think the law may have been changed since you went to school, huh?
It's not likely, Henry.
Look, Henry, the Emporium department store is running a quiz contest. They've got a big ad in the paper. Oh, it should be a lot of fun.
Yes, Mother.
It's like a game. They ask you all sorts of questions.
Yes, Mother.
Dear, put it in your pocket. You can look at it later if you're interested.
Hey, Henry.
Hi. Boy, Homer, did I just get some bad news.
Henry, were you able to... Don't you feel well? Gee, are you pale?
Yeah. Must be prison pallor setting in.
Did you get the money from Mr. Randall?
Not yet. And I just found out that unless we pay, we can go to prison for years.
I keep telling you, Henry, I had nothing to do with it.
Apparently, you don't realize that you're an accessory after the fact.
Henry, that doesn't make sense.
Not supposed to make sense. It's legal talk.
Henry, will you get that out in the kitchen?
All right, Mother. Just a minute, Homer. Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Henry Aldrich?
This is he talking.
This is Mr. Randall, Henry.
It is.
What about the scooter? Do you want to buy it?
Yes, Mr. Randall, but I don't have the money right this minute. I'll be happy to give you my personal IOU, though.
Well, that won't be necessary as long as you're going to buy it. Your father is good for it.
Oh, sure.
Tell me, how does it run? Is the motor missing?
Oh, no, I know just where it is. Yeah, sure. Every single piece.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, I'm keeping it in the garage where it's safe.
Oh, that's fine. And I'll hear from you soon?
Yes, sir, you will. I can almost promise.
Henry, where are we going to get the money from Mr. Randall?
Homer, I'm afraid we're going to have to do something desperate.
What, Henry?
Tell Mr. Randall and my father the truth.
You wish you don't have to go overboard. Maybe something will happen.
Homer, what could happen?
Well, we might get a job or... inherit some money or win a prize on a quiz show.
A quiz show? Where's that newspaper ad my mother gave? Here, Homer, look at this.
Henry, that's just an ad for that silly quiz show at the Emporium.
But look at what they're giving away for prizes. Any contestant who correctly answers 2 out of 3 questions will receive a prize of
$15. $15? Still, I don't know.
Homer, it's a cinch. When you get up on the stage, you're allowed to pick any category you like, if it hasn't already been taken, right?
So what?
So what's the easiest category here?
Let's see. Sports.
That's right. And what's the hardest one?
You know what it is, Henry. Ancient history.
Well, nobody in his right mind would ever pick ancient history, so I'll take that. And if you're... down at the library studying.
Ancient history?
Why not? Lots of people learn it. Be studying.
It's
the library studying.
Please think you can learn ancient history?
Why not? Lots of people learn it. Look at Miss Eggleston.
She didn't learn it, Henry. She was there when it happened.
More coffee, Sam?
Thank you, Alice.
Sam, do you know that Henry was up at 6 o'clock this morning reading?
Perfectly normal, Alice. I did it myself when I was Henry's age. I just couldn't get enough of Frank Merriwell.
Only with Henry, it's Nebuchadnezzar.
It amounts to the same thing. They all have their boyhood heroes.
Sam, don't you realize Henry's been studying?
Henry? Studying? Alice, I don't believe it.
Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, Henry.
Good morning. Sit down, dear. I'll have your breakfast in a moment.
Oh, thank you, Mother. I just had a glass of milk and a couple of cookies in the kitchen.
Henry, really, you must...
Well, I have to get to school early this morning. Homer and I are going to spend a little time in the library.
The library?
Yes, Father, if you have no objection.
None at all, Henry.
Dear, don't work too hard.
Oh, I'm all right, Mother.
Alice, now I've seen everything.
All right, class. All right, quiet. Now, yesterday we were talking about the athletes of ancient Greece. What were some of the sports in which they excelled? Well, I see an unfamiliar hand. Homer Brown.
one of the most popular Greek sports was throwing the discus. The modern record is 181 feet, 6 and 3/8 inches, held by Adolfo Consolini of Italy. He established his record...
That is enough, Homer. Let's return to ancient Greece with the rest of the class, shall we?
Yes, Miss Eggleston.
Now, many of the famous athletes of their day were engaged in the Second Peloponnesian War, which took place in...
431 B.C.
Henry Aldrich, you will answer on... What did you say, Henry?
431 B.C.
But that's right. I know this is silly, but... Henry, who was the outstanding figure of that war?
Heracles.
Good heavens. Henry Aldrich, tell me one more thing.
Sure.
When did the Second Peloponnesian War end?
421 B.C.
Well... I have been teaching for 23 years, and in all that time, this is the most wonderful thing that has happened. If it were in my power, I'd give the entire class a holiday. Now, Henry, tell me, when did... No, I'd better not disturb the miracle.
Folks, this has been an exciting quiz show so far. The first six contestants were all girls, and each of them was able to answer 2 out of 3 questions correctly and win a $15 prize. In fact, there have been no losers so far. We have left only 2 contestants, both boys, Homer Brown and Henry Aldrich. I'm sure they're not going to let the girls beat them. No, sirree. Now... The 2 categories left are ancient history and sports.
Boy, Homer, it sure worked out perfect, didn't it?
And how, Henry? This is a sin.
Sure.
The next contestant will be Homer Brown. He has his choice of 2 categories, sports and ancient history.
Now, don't forget, Homer, I'm taking ancient history. Do you hear? Homer, do you hear?
Sure I hear, Henry. You said I'll take ancient history.
Homer Brown picks ancient history.
Why,
Homer?
Homer, you must be a whiz in ancient history to pass up sports.
Well, I never...
Why, this will probably be duck soup for you.
Please, I would like
to... Oh, you'd like to get started, huh? All right, Homer, here's your first one. Was Julius Caesar a Roman or a Greek?
He's got to be one or the other.
That's right.
Did he ever throw the discus?
Well, I'm sure I don't know. He probably did.
Then he was a Greek.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong.
What?
No, Julius Caesar was a Roman. Now, for your next question, who, according to legend, fiddled while Rome burned?
See, I don't know much about music.
Right. Here's a question in ancient history, Homer. He was a Roman.
A Roman? Julius Caesar?
Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong again. You've missed 2 out of 3, and I'm afraid you've lost your chance to win the $15 prize. Better luck next time, Homer Brown. And now for our last contestant, Henry Aldrich, who takes the last category, sports. Now, here's your first question, Henry. In the year 1926, there were only 2 left-handed batters who hit over 350. One of them threw right-hand. Can you tell me the name of the other player?
Would you mind repeating the question?
Oh, not at all. In the year 1926, there were only 2 left-handed batters who hit over 350. One of them threw right-hand. Can you tell me the name of the other player?
Would you mind repeating the question just once more?
The good of sitting here on the front porch. Let's go in the house.
Boy, Homer, did you mess things up?
Me? You got me into this, Henry. I was an unwilling victim. Besides all the aggravation and loss of sleep I've had, it's already cost me $1 in cash.
Look, Homer, if you hadn't been so dumb...
Oh, there you are, Henry. I've been looking for you. I want to talk to you.
You do, Father?
Henry, I saw Mr. Randall yesterday.
Father, please remember that there are 2 sides to every story.
I saw him because Miss Eggleston called and told me how well you've been doing in ancient history. Henry, I'm proud of you.
Well, Father, what has ancient history got to do with Mr. Randall?
Well, your mother and I were so pleased that I went to Mr. Randall, and I bought you the scooter you wanted.
Thank you very much, Father.
But I'm sorry, Henry, to tell you this. I don't know how it happened, but backing the car into the garage, I ran over the scooter. I'm afraid I smashed it up quite a bit.
You did?
Yes, sir.
Father! But, Father, really, to tell
now
you
the
truth...
Don't try to take the blame. It was entirely my fault.
Oh, that's all right, Father.
Fortunately, Mr. Randall carried insurance. He has the scooter, and it's being repaired right now.
Boy, Henry. And this time, find out where the brake is before you ride it.
Homer.
And, Henry, I'm glad that from now on, you'll be able to ride to the library.
Library? Gosh, Father, what would I be doing in a library? Good evening,
Miss
Eggleston.
Why, Henry Aldrich and Homer. Well, this is a surprise. Come right in.
Oh, no, thank you, Miss Eggleston. We just came to extend an invitation to you.
An invitation? Well, how nice.
Well, gee, it's the least we can do. After the swell way you called out my family about my schoolwork.
So, Miss Eggleston, we hereby cordially invite you to be our very first...
Why,
our very first guest. To take a ride on Henry's new scooter.
Well, really...
Well, really is right. But here's really the kind of invitation that folks will snap up. That's an invitation to dinner with Jell-O for dessert. Serve your family and friends delicious Jell-O often. They're sure to like it. You have 7 flavors to choose from. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, lime, or pineapple. Each flavor tastes just like the real ripe fruit itself. For every Jell-O flavor is locked in by a special Jell-O process. Sealed right in so it can't...
Until you're ready to use it.